Before we start the show, I just want to know, have you gone to TrillNBA.com and gotten your copy of The 3-Step Surefire Method to Ask for Help Without Getting Dinged? Have you got your copy yet? Well, if you haven't, you need to. Let me tell you about Julia. Julia writes, "So my review went very well. I've only been in the role for 6 months, so I definitely need help. I used the information on inquiring about leadership style and expectations. I gained so much insight on my boss and how to slay my role. Until that podcast, I would have never thought to ask for help. I would have just thugged it out. But she was impressed and I felt motivated and empowered." Listen, you guys. There is no need for you to thug out your role. All you have to do is go to TrillNBA.com and sign up to get the 3-step surefire method to ask for help without getting dinged. So go forth and prosper. Let's start the show. Welcome to the TrillNBA show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, you guys. It's Women's History Month still. And there's just a lot on my heart that I want to say to you today. And so this week I'm taking the opportunity to get this message off of my heart, my chest, my mind. I'm going to try to organize this in a way that is useful and actionable for you. Over the past month, I have had many conversations and I've been active on social media and looking and discussing, you know, work and how best to get through, you know, the bullshit. The stuff we come up against every day in our workspaces. So I want to talk about a specific theme that's coming through. And the tie that has tied all of these different conversations together is basically a concern of failure in the workplace. That's what I've been hearing. And it plays out in different ways in different situations. But first, I want to talk about failure. See, the real problem is there's no such thing as true failure. Not in the sense that it's been taught to us growing up, K through 12. As children in school, if we behave the way the adults wanted us to and expected us to behave, then we were rewarded. We are rewarded for conforming and falling in line. If we do what they believe is a good job, how they define it, we are given a quote unquote good grade. And our parents celebrate us and call all of this achievement. And that feels so good because you're seen and you're heard and you're reaffirmed that you're good because you got good grades and you achieved. And so in that moment, in that time, it feels good. And for many of us high achievers, we learn to intertwine our identities, our beings, into this world of achievement and success. Do you remember the first time you disappointed an adult? You know, a parent or a teacher? For most of us, you felt like shit. It sucked. It was such a negative emotion to have my mom tell me she was disappointed in me. I was like, please just beat my ass. Like, don't tell me that. And there was this feeling of reinforced shame and there was punishment in that word. And it's just put up on you and you take that in. And so the conditioning, it just continues. We try even harder not to feel those negative emotions ever again. And we learn to give all these bad feelings a name, failure. So I went to good Google and I looked up the word failure. And they had three definitions, but I'm only going to focus on the first one. The first definition of failure is lack of success, an unsuccessful person, enterprise, or thing. Now, the first problem I have with this definition is that it talks about lack, another concept that I don't believe in. And then the word success, which is something that only you should define for you. But it's funny, how many of us have taken on another person's definition of success for ourselves? And then when we don't meet an expectation that this person put on us, we are then deemed a failure. I don't know about you, but this don't make sense to me at all. Like, none of that makes sense. But the truth is, I don't really know how to define success for myself. Success is so subjective. I could have one KPI for myself today, and then I can change that and make another one tomorrow. So the first takeaway is, if you think you are a failure, if you think you lack success, ask yourself, is it your success you're lacking, or is it somebody else's definition of success that you feel like you're missing the mark on, or you've even been told you're missing the mark on? What are you doing, and who are you doing it for? Now, let's bring this down from a macro level to a more micro level. Let's talk about failure at work. And what does this truly mean? Now, I've already laid out my case that the idea of failure is pretty much crap because it's so subjective. I look at myself in the mirror some days and I'm just like, oh, you are just not winning at this. You are failing at life. And then other people look at me and they're like, you're failing. Why? Because it's a made up definition. Success and failure. It's what we decide it is. We make it up. And for many of us, failure at work is devastating. And we internalize it to mean that there's something wrong with me. Now, if this sounds crazy to you, great. You're not in the matrix. You've figured this out. You've seen the rainbow and the light. You understand that you are not in the good place. And you get it. But if you feel like, quote unquote, failure at work, or you feel like you're failing, and that failure is dreadful and dire and just the end of the world, then I need you to listen up. So turn it up just a little bit. Making a mistake, having a project not go as planned, not hitting the quarter or the year, first of all, it's unfortunate. Okay. We didn't do it. We messed up. Fine. And some people may even call you a failure. They may say to your face, you failed. But the truth is, you are not a failure. You are simply a human being on a journey. And that journey comes with mistakes and lessons. So there is no failing. There's either winning or learning. That's it. Now, this is the absolute truth. But what really happens when you, a person of color, a woman, fucks up at work? What happens? Well, worst case scenario, you lose your job. And part of that is, hey, you still got your lesson. So when you are in front of the next job doing the interview, guess what? You get to talk about what you learned. Winning. Or learning. And this happens sometimes, but it still doesn't mean that you are a failure. You are not a failure. But there are a few things that we need to focus on in our roles so that we, one, minimize the chances for mistakes, and two, get ahead of the storm when we don't meet an expectation. First, ladies especially, we have to be more proactive and own our projects and programs. We have this tendency a lot of times to not just get in there and take control. And some of that is we don't want to be seen as bossy or rude or pushy or being some type of takeover or lacking a collaborative and teamwork spirit. And we don't want to be seen that way. So we do this thing where we sit back and we wait for permission. And we have to stop doing that. Leaders don't wait for permission. They just don't. Instead of waiting for permission, inform your boss, this is what I'm doing, and these are the things that are going to happen, and this is the help I need from you. And if it's out of bounds, guess what? Your manager will push back, and you will know, oh, okay, well, let's talk about it. Just make sure you keep your manager updated on progress along the way. And make sure all of your energy and efforts are tied to the objectives and deliverables that are in the system. The formal objectives and deliverables. Gotta stay focused because that should be your definition of success in your role. But Felicia, I don't have formalized objectives and deliverables. That's not what we do here at XYZ Company. Listen, first thing you need to do after you listen to this podcast today is you need to go to your work calendar and set up a meeting with your boss. And the only thing on that agenda should be annual objectives and deliverables. And I don't care if you don't have a formal process. And I don't care how busy your boss is or how much stuff y'all running around like chickens with your neck cut off and you're running around doing Lord knows what, when, where, why. You need to agree and align on what you should be doing. And that's what you do in that meeting. And then after the meeting, you send a recap email detailing what you talked about and what your bullet-pointed objectives and deliverables are for the year. And at the end of that email, you ask your boss to email you back with any updates or corrections, or if there aren't any updates or corrections, just email you back saying that he or she is aligned. You know that saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So basically, if you don't have objectives, then you are going to not meet expectations because you didn't have any. And the truth is, in your manager's mind or in, you know, the company's mind, there are objectives. You just don't know what they are. And this is how you make sure you know exactly what they are. Because what's not fair is for them to expect you to read their minds. And that's not fair. But a lot of people do this. Like, well, you should know. That's part of the job, is just knowing. It's like, what kind of bullshit is that? Just ridiculous. But these are the things that we come up against. And so this is how you proactively work around it. So even if your company doesn't have a formalized process, you need to create a structure for yourself. So that means objectives, deliverables, one-on-ones with your manager, and making sure every step along the way that you are buttoned up, and that at the end, you should not be surprised when your annual review comes around. You should know exactly what your boss is going to say because you've been on top of it the whole year. And this is especially true if you have a boss, a senior leadership team, or you're in an organization where there's always this changing and moving, and the organization is reactive and they're not strategically driven. That's chaos. And that chaos is fertile ground for undefined success, which makes for failure. Hashtag protect your check. Just to recap, you gotta be proactive, Make sure you have clear and defined and agreed upon goals, objectives, and priorities. And then you are following up every week with your projects and your updates. No surprises. No surprises for your manager and no surprises for you. These three things will almost guarantee that you will meet expectations, because knowing what the damn expectations are is half the battle. Now, let's say you get to a point where you know for sure something's going awry. You've tried to fix it on your own, but this shit just ain't happening. It's just like this thing. I mean, the cross-functionals done gave up. You don't have anywhere else to turn. You've done everything you could do. In these type of situations, number one, do not panic and don't get all excitable. Stay calm. Because the reality is, most of us are not saving babies. Like, most of us are not doctors. We're not out here saving lives. Most of us are out here selling shit. Quite frankly, a lot of shit that people don't need, but they want. And so they buy it. And that's why we have jobs. But let's keep it real. Like, this stuff is not for you to be panicked and running up your blood pressure about. So don't panic. Stay calm. And then two, get to your manager with urgency, calm urgency, and in a succinct and bullet-pointed way, let him or her know the situation, the actions you took to fix it, and what results you're expecting, and how he or she may be able to help at this point, or be honest and say, this is what this is right now. And it's quite possible maybe your boss has experienced this before and they have a solve that you just didn't know because you haven't experienced this. But you have to stay calm and you have to take accountability and tell your boss what you've learned. Now, if your boss overreacts, you stay calm. Give them a moment. However, if they start showing their ass and yelling and talking down to you, like scolding you like a child, you're an adult. You don't deserve that. So you let them know in a very calm tone that their behavior is unacceptable and unprofessional. And you will engage with them to problem solve when they have calmed down. And you walk away. Because no one has the right to disrespect you. I don't care how much you're paid. Nobody should be yelling at you or demeaning you. I'll never forget, I was in a situation where we were working on a presentation in a group setting, and the senior leader just berated my coworker to the point where she was in tears taking it in front of everybody. And yes, she was junior and younger, and you feel powerless in those moments. But I'm here to tell you right now, no, we can take this to HR, because there is no policy with these Fortune 500s where that's okay. Every Fortune 500 has the word respect in their policies. It's like table stakes. So no, you do not have to take abuse from your supervisor or your manager or your boss. Like, you don't. So stand up for yourself in a calm and, you know, chill manner. You know, Claire Huxtable, this thing. Just invoke the spirit of Claire Huxtable. Again, you got to stay proactive, give it your best, and learn from the situation. And if that's not good enough, start looking for your next opportunity, especially in this job market. And when I say do your best, I want to be very clear. I do not mean working 12 hours a day, nights and weekends. That is not your best. That is your burnout. Don't do that. They pay you for 40 hours. You need to figure out how to get done what you need to get done in those 40 hours. You need to focus, quit piddling around during the day, stay off your phone, only email at certain times. Set the expectation that I will email you within 48 hours if you're bombarded with email, if you have that type of role. But do not burn yourself out and make sure you understand what the priorities are and work accordingly. Again, adulting, we're in here. Finally, I want you to go into this week encouraged, uplifted, and confident. Start your days with things that make you feel good. A good song, it could be gospel, it could be Beyonce. I feel like that's on the same level a lot of times. A great cup of coffee or tea, whatever puts you in a peaceful and uplifted mood so that you're ready to tackle whatever comes your way all week long. And you just keep going. And you believe in yourself, no matter what anybody tells you, no matter if they point the finger at you and tell you you're failing or you're a failure, you're not. Believe in yourself. You really do have this. You got this, sis. And don't act in fear. Act in confidence. Trust yourself. You know, women have intuition. That is a gift that we all have. Don't doubt it. And the older you get and the more experience you have, the more you learn to trust your gut. And I know a lot of people are like, it needs to be data-based decisions. Let me tell you something. There have been so many times that I just knew that we needed to go left and not right. We need to go up and not down. And I just did not have the data to figure out how to make the database case. And sometimes I just had to go with my gut. And I will tell you 100% of the time, my gut has never failed me. And that is the blessing we have. Use it. It is a competitive advantage if you believe in competition. Now, I'm not passing around a collection plate, but what I do need you to do is go and subscribe, rate, and write a review, you guys. I have almost 20,000 downloads, and I don't even have 100 reviews yet. Please, I know you're out there listening. Go write a review and let other people know how much this podcast inspires you, helps you through the week, gives you tips and tricks to get through your day-to-day, and just keeps you encouraged. And hopefully makes you laugh along the way, because I can be goofy. You can find us on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn, all them. Whatever you like. And as always, if you need some help or advice about a specific work situation, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and talk through how you should respond or react to a certain situation. I'm really, really good at giving you good words to respond to certain things. Ask my friends, they'll tell you. That's my thing. I love saying, okay, they did this. Okay, who's that person? And what's their level? And how did you navigate that? Now, who's the influencer? Like, I'm good at showing you how to move through and navigate certain situations at work. So use me, it's free. In addition, you can always email me too at ask@trillmba.com. I'm always happy to answer questions via email as well. So trillmba.com/coaching or ask@trillmba.com. So listen, you guys, keep your head up. It's March. We don't have like another vacation until, you know, May. It's that time of year. We're like, ooh, when do we get off again? Listen, take care of yourself. I will see you guys next week. Until then, keep it trill, y'all. The Trill NBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production, executive produced by Felicia Ann Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.